Okay, we're going to sing then another one that's somewhat similar. It's the family of God. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood. We're joined ears with Jesus as we travel this thought, for I'm part of the family of God.
这个时候我们要唱的是神的家人，我们是神的家人，因为我非常高兴的，我成为神的大家庭的一员。我已经在那个泉水里洗净了，洗净了，又用他的宝血洗净。我们呢，跟主耶稣基督的同继承基业，到我呢在这片土地上旅行的时候，所以呢，我是神的家庭的一员，我神的家庭的一员。
Very good. So let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll consider some truth of God.
我们现在这个祷告，然后开始学习一些神的真理。
Lord, we want to thank you for the truths of God. We pray that this morning you'll help us to understand just a little more clearly what the wonderful truth of God is.
所以主啊，我们感谢呢神的真理。我们就祷告呢，今天早上呢，您呢会帮助我们多理解一点，清楚的理解一些神的真理。
We thank you for the family of God into which we have been invited, and by the grace of God into which we come.
所以我们感谢呢神的那个大家庭，这个呢就是说是借着您的恩典呢，就是说是我们被邀请进入，愿我们都来。
So teach us as we try to understand.
所以呢教导我们，当我们试图理解的时候。
And then help us as we try to live the truths of God.
你帮助我们，当我们要活出神的真理的时候。
And we ask this in Jesus' name.
我们祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, as you know, I keep asking myself the question, especially in the light of this class, I keep asking myself the question, what is the Bible all about?
所以呢，实际上呢，我一直在问自己这样一个问题，就是说是这，特别是呢，这一堂课里，就是说是圣经呢，它讲的都是些什么呢？
And so recently I've been saying, you know, I think there are four parts to the Bible.
所以最近呢，我在思考，就是说我认为在圣经里有四个部分。
The first part, I'm going to say, is the history of the Bible. The history of the children of Israel, all the way from Genesis down through Malachi.
这里面的第一部分呢，我认为那就是历史。历史呢，所有的都是关于以色列人的历史，从创世纪一直到马拉基书。
That's not really what I intended to say. From all the way from Genesis down through the return of the children of Israel to the return of the children of Israel to Jerusalem and Judea after Ezra.
所以这个里面的这个不是我刚才试图说的，所以这些所有的呢，应该是呢从那个创世纪的，一直到呢以色列人他们回来，就在以斯拉那个时候回来。So
we've got Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, all the way down Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, all those books.
因为这个里面呢，我们从那个上面呢，一直到那创世纪，那就是出埃及记、利未记，然后民数记，一直到那个下面，一直的来到那个尼希米，然后以斯拉，还有那个就是说是以斯帖。And
if you were to read all those books in order, what conclusion would you reach?
所以如果你呢，就是说是按照顺序来读那些书的话呢，你会得出什么样的结论呢？
And it might go something like this. You would realize the failure of man.
所以你会理解这一点，你就会意识到人的失败。
In spite of the presence of God.
尽管神还在那里。
Do you ever remember reading parts of that story and you say, why did that man do that? Why didn't he just trust the Lord?
所以呢，你认为呢，就是当你读的部分其中的那些书的时候，你说那个人呢，为什么要那么做呢？他为什么不相信神呢？
And David was such a wonderful man. Why did Solomon marry 1,000 wives?
所以呢，大卫王是一个非常的奇妙的人。那么为什么所罗门呢，要娶1,000个妻子呢？
And Solomon was such a wonderful man. Why was Rehoboam so foolish?
所以呢，所罗门是一个多么奇妙的人。那么，约阿本为什么如此的愚蠢呢？
So, you read all that and you say, Lord, I want to follow you. I don't want to make the mistakes those people made.
所以呢，你读了那以后呢，你说主啊，我要跟从你，我不想去犯那些人所犯过的错误。
So, that's number one. Keep that in mind. Number two, you get to the last half of the Old Testament. And it's all about the prophets. Prophet of this, Isaiah, and Jeremiah, and Ezekiel, all the way down to Malachi. Prophecy, prophecy, prophecy.
所以你们刚才那一部分记住，这是第一部分。第二部分呢，就是说讲的那个预言，预言呢从那个以赛亚书、耶利米书、以西结一直读到那个马拉基书，这些都是那个预言的书。
And it's all about the judgments of God in spite of the warnings of God. Prophecies are all warnings, and the people go ahead and they do foolish things anyway.
所以这个里面呢，就是说，所有的这些都是预言。尽管神呢，不断的警告他呢，但是呢，就是说是，尽管有这么多警告，那些人们呢，他们一直去干蠢事儿。
Okay, with that as a background, what do you get when you get to the first part of the New Testament?
所以这是那一部分。那么说，当你来到新约的时候，你会得到什么呢？
And the New Testament is the salvation of man because of the grace of God.
所以新约呢是人的救恩，是因为神的恩典。
If all you read was the Old Testament, do you think you might get discouraged?
因为如果你读到这个所有的只是说是救援，你会感到灰心吗？
And I think you would.
我认为我会。
But when you get to the Gospels, you say Jesus really does love me.
因为当你读到福音的时候，你说主耶稣基督他是真的爱我。
You say my sins can be forgiven.
比如我的罪呢可以得到赦免。
You read that he promises to give you a life of joy.
所以你会读到呢，他应许呢要给你一个喜乐的人生。
And then you get to go to heaven.
然后呢，你会去天堂。
Okay, so frankly, I like the Gospels.
你坦率说呢，我喜欢的福音。
What's next?
下一步什么呢？
What's the last half
那个
of
下，
the New Testament all about?
所以新约的下半部分都是讲的什么呢？
Well, would you be surprised if I were to tell you that the last half of the New Testament is what we're supposed to do
所以你
after Jesus saves us?
所以你感到惊奇吗？如果我告诉你，就新约的后半部分呢，就是说是当主耶稣基督救了我们以后，我们应该做些什么呢？
The Old Testament teaches us all about our need.
所以呢，就是旧约告诉我们的所有我们需要的。
The Gospels tell us how Jesus can save us.
所以福音书呢，告诉我们主耶稣怎样可以拯救我们。
And then you and I ask, so then what?
然后你我呢都会问，那下一步是什么？
What comes next?
下一步会是什么？
And there are many questions that you could put at that point.
这个点上呢，你可以问很多的问题。
One you could get would be, you get to be rich.
其中一个呢，你可以得到呢，你必须有钱。
A lot of people would like the New Testament to end that way.
所以大多数人呢，都想呢，就是新约呢，就是以这种方式结束。
And the next one could be that there's going to be a world, and the world is going to be a wonderful place, and I'm going to live in this wonderful world.
另外一个呢，有可能说呢，就会存在一个新世界，在这个世界里呢，是一个非常奇妙的世界，我可以住在这个世界里。
And you can think of many other possible themes that could be after you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior.
你可以想到了很多的可能的发生事情，在你呢相信主耶稣基督为你的救主以后。
But I think you'll agree that the last half of the New Testament is all about the church or the family of God.
所以我认为呢，你会同意的，就是说新约的后半部分呢，讲到的都是关于教会和神的大家庭。
I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God.
我非常高兴我成为神的家庭的一员。
That's what the last half of the New Testament is all about.
这就是说是新约的下半部分所要讲的。
It's about seven letters that were written to seven churches.
因为是这个是关于那七封信，我们读到写给七个教会的。
Actually, it was 9 letters written to 7 churches by the Apostle Paul.
实际上就是这是九封书信的写给那个就是说是教会的通过使徒保罗写的。
And in Revelation, it's 7 more letters written to 7 other churches by the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为在启示录里有另外7封信呢，是主耶稣基督写给7个教会的。
And you put it all together, and it's really a look at what the family of God, what the church is all about.
你把这所有的都总结在一起，那所有都是关于神的家庭和教会会什么样子。
What is the most important organization in the world today?
所以当今世界最重要的组织是什么？
The United Nations?
是联合国。
The allied powers or the other opposing powers?
那些就是联盟的那些权利，还是其他的一些反对的权利呢？
Answer, no. It's all about the Church of God.
所以呢，答案是不是的，所有的都是关于神的教会。
No, Donald Trump, I don't think, believes that.
我不认为呢，Donald Trump他相信这一点。
And I think there are many politicians in China who don't believe that either.
所以我认为呢，在中国有很多政客呢，也不相信这一点。
But that's the most important thing.
这个其实最重要的事情。
After you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, the most important thing is the Church of Jesus Christ, the family of God.
所以当你呢，相信主耶稣基督以后，作为你的救主以后呢，最重要的事情就是关于神的家和教会。
So just a few contrasts or a few other possibilities. Some people say that the most important thing is what are you going to eat, what are you going to wear, how are you going to carry on.
这个里面就是来做一些有可能的对比。有些人说呢，就是说是很多人说最重要的事情是说是你吃什么，你穿什么，下一步会什么。
So Matthew chapter 6,
马太福音第6章。
And verse 31 says, Matthew 6:31. It says, therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?
就是说，所以不要忧虑吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
Verse 33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
33节说，但你们要先求神的国和他的义，所有这些东西都必加给你们了。Why
doesn't the New Testament, why isn't the last half of the New Testament all about getting rich?
那为什么呢？就是说是新约的后半部分都不是讲你怎么样有钱的呢？
Because that's not important.
因为这个不重要。
When you get to heaven, riches aren't going to really be that important.
因为当你去到天堂呢，这个财富已经变得不重要了。Down
here, you walk on a street that's made of concrete or asphalt.
因为就是当这里你在那个街上走路的时候呢，会是水泥地和或者说一些其他材料做。Up
there, you're going to walk on a street that's made of gold.
对，你到天上去呢，你走的街道呢，都是金子铺成。
Are you going to feel really bad and say, oh, I wish I'd brought some asphalt with me? I could have bought a whole box of asphalt.
所以说你就是到那里，你会感到遗憾，说呢，我没有带一包那个碎石上的嘛，我可以带很多的碎石上来。Now,
other people say, what really is important is my natural family.
另外一些人说呢，最重要的是我的那个原生家庭。My
mother, my sister, my brother, my father, my children, they're what's important in life.
对，我的妈妈，我的爸爸，我的姐姐，我的哥哥，我的弟弟，我的孩子们，这些才是最重要的。Look
at Luke chapter 14, please.
看看路加福音的第14章。Luke
chapter 14.
路加福音第14章。And
verse 26.
第26节。
It says, if Jesus says, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father, mother, wife, and children, brother and sisters, Yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple.
耶稣说人到我这里来，凡不恨他的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。
What's all that mean?
这个什么意思？
Well, it means that Jesus is far more important than our natural affections, our natural responsibilities.
这个呢，意味着呢，主耶稣基督呢，比我们的自然的，就是我们要负的那些能力和自己的责任要重要得多。
So what is important? Is it important that we care for our natural family?
那什么最重要呢？重要的是我们要照顾我们的原生家庭吗？
Yes, but God's family is more important.
是的，这个是重要，但是神的家庭更重要。
Remember now, we've been studying about the fact that the Lord Jesus at the Last Supper sat down for the Passover.
因为我们大家都记得呢，在主耶稣基督呢，他在最后的晚餐的时候呢，坐下来吃最后的晚餐。
The Passover was to be eaten by the family.
所以呢，逾越节呢是的那个宴会是要家人一起吃的。
Who did the Lord Jesus eat the Passover with?
所以主和谁在一起吃逾越节的晚餐呢？
The disciples, his spiritual family.
所以他的门徒们是他们属灵的家庭。
All right. What do other people think? Well, they think, you know, the first thing you've got to do is get a really good education.
其他人呢，他们想什么其他的事情呢？有些人说呢，你第一件要做的事情呢，你要受很好的教育。
Is education important?
教育是重要的吗？
And the answer is yes.
答案是是的。
How important?
有多重要？
Not very much.
并没有那么重要。
Book of Colossians, chapter 2.
所以哥罗西书的第二章。
Colossians chapter 2, and verse 8.
哥罗西第二章第八节。
It says, Beware lest anyone cheat you or spoil you through philosophy and empty deceit according to the tradition of man.
你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的哲学和虚空的诡诈，不照着基督，而照着人的遗传和世上的小节，把你们掳去。
When I went to school as a boy, one of the first things I learned was that Mother Nature had done a lot of wonderful things.
当我刚开始上学的时候呢，我学的第一件事情呢，是大自然的母亲做了很多的事情。
I was only in grade one. I thought, who on earth is Mother Nature?
我当时在小学一年级，我说谁到底在地球上到底谁是大自然母亲呢？
I said, I never met her.
我说我从来没碰到过她。
Didn't make much sense to me, but that was education. Grade one.
对我来说没有什么道理，但是呢，这时候呢，他们教育我的，我在第一年级的时候。
When I went to university, I learned a lot of other nonsense.
所以当我上大学的时候呢，也学了很多呢没有道理的东西。
Basically, they went out of our way when we were at university to teach us that there was no God and the Bible was foolishness.
因为基本上呢，当我上大学的时候呢，他们到处教导我们呢，说没有神，圣经是非常愚蠢的。
But verse 8 says, Beware lest anyone cheat you or spoil you through philosophy.
因为第八节说呢，你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的哲学和虚空的诡诈。
Unless you're very careful, education can do that.
除非呢，你呢非常的小心，那么呢，教育可以做到这一点。
And I told you about John Lennox and Stan Ford, didn't I?
因为我们跟大家呢讲过，一个叫John Lennox在那个斯坦福大学。
John Lennox, if you get a chance, listen to him on Google. John Lennox is one of the most outstanding, brilliant, intelligent educators in the world today.
这个里面呢，就是说，如果呢你去在 Google 上去搜它的话呢，将 Linux 呢是当今呢就是说是最聪明的、最那个有最杰出的那种教育家。
He's got three or four doctorates. I'm not sure, maybe five.
还有那3个或者4个女儿，我不是很确定，大概有
And he's a
5个。
marvelous defender of the faith. If you see anything by him, read it, listen to it, it's outstanding material.
因为他是一个非常的就是杰出的，就是是信心的卫士。如果你读他的那些材料的话，那都是一些非常好的。
He was a professor at Oxford University.
通常呢，他过去是牛津大学的那个教授。
He had a friend whose name was Stan Ford.
那个名的人的名字叫斯坦福。
By the grace of God, both of those men have preached at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel. We don't deserve it, but that happened.
接着神的恩典，他们两个人都到我们第16间福音教会讲过道。我们本来呢不配得，但是他们来了。
The difference between John Lennox and Stan Ford is this.
你讲的那个是个斯坦福，他的区别是这样的。
John Lennox got several doctorates, and Stan Ford never went to one day of school.
所以呢，就是将那个起来，他呢，其实说是，学了很多科目，但是呢，Stanford 呢，从来没上过一天学。
He missed grade one, grade two, grade three, grade four, and he never did graduate from high school, obviously, and he never went to university.
因为他一年级、二年级、三年级、四年级都没上，他高中也没毕业，他虽然说呢，他从来没上过大学。
He lived with his fist.
他呢，就是通过他的拳头来活。
As a young man, he was a champion boxer. If you got in his way, that was the end of you.
所以呢，就是说他呢，作为一个年轻人呢，是拳击冠军。如果你挡他的路呢，那他就把你打趴下。
And then he trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior.
他就相信了主耶稣基督为他的救主。
And John Lennox invited him to Oxford to teach the people in Oxford the Bible.
所以呢，John Lennox 邀请他去到牛津大学呢，去教牛津大学的大学生们圣经。
Okay, what is it that the Christian has been called to? Make money?
因为这个是什么呢？基督徒蒙召是做什么？是赚钱吗？
Serve your family,
是服侍你的家人，
get brilliant education,
是得到那种非常的高阶的那个教育。
make a big name for yourself, personal achievement.
所以呢，对你自己说，把你变成一个非常的有名的、有成就的人。
And the answer to all that is no. The most important thing in the life of the Christian is the family of God, the church of God. That's the most important thing in the life of the Christian. That's what the last half of the New Testament is all about. It's all about the church.
这个里面上面那些所有的答案呢，都是不是？那么说呢，对基督徒来说，最重要的事情是什么呢？它就是那个神的家庭，就是说神的教会。那么就是说是，最后半部分的新约所讲的所有的都是关于那个神的大家庭，就是说是教会。
Now, the people on the street don't understand that.
街上的人他们不理解这一点。
And most Christians don't understand that.
大多数基督徒呢也不理解。
But the Bible says the New Testament is divided into two parts. Number one, how to become a Christian by the grace of God through what Jesus did for you.
因为但是新约告诉我们呢，就是说新约圣经告诉我们，新约分两部分。第一部分呢，就是说是怎么样成为一个基督徒，去通过主耶稣基督所做的工作。
And the second half, how to live as a Christian in the family of God, in the church, by the power of the Spirit of God who is given to you.
这个里面第二半部分呢，就是说是你成为基督徒以后，你怎样呢，就是去活出像一个基督徒，怎样去在教会里去服侍，通过圣灵赐给你的能力。
Is the church important?
教会很重要吗？
What's the most important building on 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel? Sorry, on 16th Avenue.
在第16街的这个街道上最重要的建筑物是什么?
Some people would say choices.
有些人说是对面那个choice。
Other people would say Starbucks.
有些人说那个Starbucks。
Jesus says, the Church of Jesus Christ, that's more important. That's the most important.
所以主耶稣基督说呢，就是说是教会，神的教会才是更重要的，是最重要的。
And our time is gone again. I apologize. That's all we can say this morning.
我们时间又到了，所以呢，我抱歉，这是我们今天只能讲这么多。
Lord, we want to thank you for the family of God.
主啊，我们也感谢您为了神的大家庭。
I'm so glad I'm part of it.
我们非常高兴我是其中的一员。
And Lord, our prayer is that each of us would recognize the priority not of our family, but of your family.
主啊，我们也每一个人呢都意识到我们的祷告是呢，我们都意识到呢，就是说是这个圣系，这个圣系那么说呢，神的家庭呢才是最优先的，而不是我们自己的家庭。
We thank you that the church is your family.
我们感谢教会是您的家庭。And
we want to be faithful in that.
我们要忠实这个家庭。
And help us to be faithful in everything else too, including our own personal family.
因为帮助我们对每其他的事情呢也忠实，那当然包括我们自己的原生家庭。We
give thanks.
我们献上感恩。We
pray that you'll bless us and use us in your family for your glory.
所以我们呢祈求您呢，就是说赐福给我们，使用我们在您的大家庭里，为了您的荣耀。And
we give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.